CQ, 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 calling all radio amateurs and shortwave listeners. This is GB2RS, the news broadcasting service of the Radio Society of Great Britain. It's read to you by G4NJH in Nottingham. You can find the text of the bulletin on the RSGB's own website and text with the podcast at gb2rs.podbean.com. This is GB2RS News. Good morning. It's Sunday the 9th of February 2020. Here are the main news headlines. Build a radio at Bletchley Park. Voting for RSGB AGM opens in around 4 weeks. GB3GV ATV repeater back to full power. The RSGB invites young people and an accompanying adult if the child is under 16 to join them at the National Radio Centre at Bletchley Park for a fun and hands-on workshop where they can learn more about radio and electronics on the 14th of March. The workshop offers a short introduction to wireless communications, radio propagation and electronic construction before moving on to the construction of a medium-wave radio receiver provided free of charge for each registered student by the Radio Communications Foundation. Attendees will also be able to visit Bletchley Park, including the National Radio Centre. Places are limited to 8 young persons, tickets cost £7, and accompanying adults, if child is under 16, £8. The ticket includes access to Bletchley Park for the purposes of this workshop on the specified date only. Bookings are available via the Bletchley Park website, which is bletchleypark.org.uk, under the What's On tab. Thank you to everyone who's volunteered for the RSGB Board Director and Regional Representative roles as part of the forthcoming elections. The nomination period has now ended. Voting will begin on the 11th of March and will end on the 23rd of April. All the information on candidates and how to vote will appear in April's edition of Radcom. GB3GV, the Leicestershire Repeater Group 23 SEMS ATV repeater, has now been restored to full ERP following a site visit on the 1st of February. Further information from leicesterrepeatergroup.org.uk. Venues and dates for the 2020 series of Train the Trainers courses can be found on the RSGB website. In order to ensure that courses are run as cost-effectively as possible, between 20 and 25 candidates are needed for each course. To reserve a place on any of the courses, please email trainthetrainers@rsgb.org.uk with your name and telephone number. The first course to run will be held in Telford on the 21st of March. It currently has 8 places available. Following Telford will be Cardiff on the 18th of April. This course currently still has space, so please book as soon as possible. Details of other courses available are on the website. The RSGB's Examinations and Syllabus Review Group is delighted to announce the appointment of Greg Fenton, M0DZ, to the group. Greg has had a lifelong interest in amateur radio, and in more recent years he also became involved with Makerspace in Newcastle. After gaining his full licence, he started to take part in amateur radio teaching, including to his youngest daughter, who's now also a licensed radio amateur. Like Tony, G7ETW, who also joined the group recently, Greg has already brought fresh enthusiasm and ideas to the group, and the RSGB looks forward to his continued participation. Due to essential maintenance, the radio room at the RSGB National Radio Centre at Bletchley Park will be closed to visitors on Tuesday the 11th of February. Whilst the NRC itself will remain open to visitors, it means the station GB3RS will be off-air and hence will be unavailable for any visiting radio amateurs to operate. We apologise for any inconvenience caused. The work should be completed by mid-afternoon, and hence GB3RS may be on the air later in the day, but by closing for the day, we're allowing for any overrun needed to complete the work. Provisional results for the last IARU Region 1 VHF contest are available on IARU Region 1 website, that's IARU-R1.org. Congratulations to GM4Z UK Portable, who has the highest placed UK station in the single operation 145 meg section, and G8P, who were the highest placed team in the multi-operator 145 meg section. G3XDY was the highest placed UK section, a station in the 6-hour 145 megs section. And now for details of rallies and events in the coming week. Today, the 9th of February, the Harwell Radio and Electronics Rally will be held at Didcot Leisure Centre, Mearland Road, Didcot in Oxfordshire, OX118AY. That's about 3 miles from the A34 Milton Interchange. Doors open at 10 from 10 a.m. to 3 p.m. and admittance is £3 with under 12s free. Talk in 145.550 megahertz using G3PIA, and there's free car parking. Local and national traders, as well as special interest groups and an RSGB book stand, will be in attendance. Homemade refreshments available all day. Details from rally at g3pia.net. or telephone 01235 816 379. Next Saturday, the 15th, the Ballymena ARC Rally will be held in Ahog Hill Community Centre, 80 Cullybacky Road, Ahog Hill, PT421LA. Doors open 10:30. Admission is £3. Free parking on site. There'll be traders bring and buy, a prize draw also. Light refreshments will be available. Tables are free, but must be pre-booked by email to H Kernohan, that's HKERNOHAN, at AOL.com. More details from Hugh, GI0JEV 02825 871481. Next Sunday, the 16th, the Radioactive Rally will be held at Nantwich Civic Hall in Cheshire, CW55DG. There's a free car parking and doors open at 10:30 a.m. There's a bring and buy as well as traders and an RSGB bookstall. A single raffle ticket is included with the entrance programme. Additional tickets available. Catering is provided on site. Contact Stuart Jackson on 07880 732 534. Also next Sunday the 16th, the Lomond Radio Club Bring and Buy event takes place at John Connolly Centre, Main Street, Renton, G824LY. Doors open 10 a.m. There'll be a bring and buy, traders and refreshments will be available. Contact Bill at mm0elf at blueyonder.co.uk. Please send your details of your rally and events as soon as possible to radcom@rsgb.org.uk. We give you valuable publicity online in Radcom and on GB2RS. Now for the DX News from 425 DX News and other sources. Andre, PP6ZZ, will be active as PY0FF from Fernando de Noronha, which is SA003, until the 18th of February. He plans to operate all modes, including FT8, FT4, and in his spare time, QSL via Logbook of the World or via W9VA. RI1ANC, the club station of Vostok Station in Antarctica, is active. Look for activity on the HF bands, mostly FT8 with some CW and SSB, QSL via RN10N. Ed K1EP will be active as VP2MEP from Montserrat, that's NA103, between the 11th and 17th of February. He'll operate CWSSB and some FT8, QSL via Logbook of the World or direct K1EP. Rob G4WXJ will be active as ZC4RH from the UK Sovereign Base Area on Cyprus until the 13th of February. He expects to operate SSB, CW and FT8 on 40, 30, 20, 15 and 10 metre bands, QSL via home call direct or via the Bureau. He does not use Logbook of the World or Club Log. Dave V3VSM will be active as V3VSM stroke HR9 from Roatan Island, NA057, between the 11th and 23rd of February. He'll be operating on the 20 and 15 metre bands using CW in his spare time and during some contest, QSL via Logbook of the World or direct. Now for special event news, Heiko DK3DM and others are active as DL2020R until the end of the year to celebrate the 30th anniversary of the German reunification process. QSL via Club Locks OQRS or direct only to M0SDV. DL250BEETH is another special call sign commemorating Ludwig van Beethoven's 250th anniversary. It'll be used by the Kerpen local branch of DARC until the end of the year. QSL via DJ6SI. Please send special events details to radcom@rsgb.org.uk as early as possible to get your event publicised here on GB2RS, in Radcom and online. Now for the contest news, CQ Worldwide WPX Party ends its 48-hour run at 23:59 UTC today, the 9th. It's RTTY only on the 3.8 to 28 megs bands, the exchange of signal report and serial number. The PAC contest, PACC contest, ends its 24-hour run at 1200 UTC today, the 9th, using CW and SSB, 1.8 to 28 megs bands, the exchange of signal report serial number, with PA stations also sending their province. On Tuesday, the 432 megs FM activity contest runs from 1900 to 1955 UTC. The 432 megs UK activity contest follows at 2000 to 2230 UTC using all modes. The exchange is the same for both signal report serial number and locator. On Wednesday, the 80-metre club championships holds a data modes leg from 2000 to 2130 UTC. The exchange is signal report and serial number. Thursday, the 50 megs UK activity contest runs from 2000 to 2230 UTC, using all modes, the exchange's signal report, serial number and locator. Next weekend, the ARRL International DX contest runs from 0000 UTC on the 15th to 2359 UTC on the 16th, using CW only, 1.8 to 28 megs bands, the exchange of signal report and transmit power. US stations also send their state and Canadians send their province. Now for the radio propagation report compiled by G0KYA, G3YLA and G4BAO. After sunspot group 2757 rotated out of view, the sun remained spotless with a solar flux index of around 70. We had periods of geomagnetic disruption thanks to the effect of a coronal hole, or coronal holes plural, the worst seeing the KP index hit 4 on Thursday morning. These storms resulted in visible aurora being reported at higher latitudes. Monday saw the first of the RSGB's 80-metre club championship events with an SSB contest. Participants complained about the poor propagation, with continental stations being stronger than locals. This was reflected in the ionosonde data of PropQuest that showed the F0, F2 critical frequency as measured at RAF Fairford as 2.875 MHz at the start of the contest, and only 3.175 MHz at the end. Meanwhile, Chilton recorded 3.7 megs at the start of the contest and 3.5 megs at the end. So you can see that short-range range propagation on 80 was marginal and favoured different parts of the country. Next week, there is the possibility that strong jet streams may provide some low-band sporadic E enhancement for evening nets when the FOF2 has deserted us. Thursday saw an HF enhancement, probably linked to the raised KP index, with maximum usable frequencies creeping above 21 megs and 15 metres FT8 openings into the Canary Islands, the Azores, Greece and European Russia. There were also 15 metre FT8 openings to South America later in the afternoon. CDXC members have also reported contacts last week with TI-9A Cocos Islands off Costa Rica and HU-1DL in El Salvador. Excitement is also building for the VP-8PJ South Orkney expedition that should start later this month. Next week, NOAA predicts the solar flux index will remain around 70, with more settled geomagnetic conditions after the effects of the current high-speed solar wind diminish. VHF and up. After a period of tropo in the second half of the week, we're now about to enter a period of very unsettled weather, with deep lows passing by the far north of Britain. This means that tropo will not be a feature this coming week, and time may be better spent making sure the antenna ropes are secure and towers lowered if the forecast looks severe. At present, the strongest winds are likely in northern and western areas, but with such a strong Atlantic jet stream, there's a huge amount of energy available to spin up very deep lows in less than 24 hours. The message, therefore, is to keep up to date with the latest forecasts, because of the track of such lows can change markedly over a few hours. There's one propagation silver lining to this type of weather, which is possible microwave rain scatter as squally fronts or showers pass by. One of the models does build a high over the continent at the end of next week, with a possibility of some tropo into France, but only from the southeastern corner of the country. Moon declination goes negative on Wednesday, but with perigee on Monday, it's still a good week for EME. Path losses are at their lowest, and 144 megs sky noise is low all week. There are no major meteor showers this week, and we are now well into the winter minimum for random meteors. The best time for random meteor scatter, QSOs, is always around dawn, when the Earth is rotating towards the main meteor flux. That's it from the propagation team this week. That's all from me also. Until next week.